This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carlo Castro, date of birth October the 5th, 1990. Case ID number is 6100777. Date of exam, November the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 10/19/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire, dated 4/6/2023, identifying information. This is a 33-year-old single male with one daughter who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral degenerative joint disease of the knees with left Achilles tendons pain and right shoulder pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a security officer for 1 year. He was also a case manager for 7 years. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, bilateral degenerative joint disease of the knees with left Achilles tendon pain and right shoulder pain. History of allegations. Number one, bilateral degenerative joint disease of both knees with left Achilles tendon pain. The claimant states it in 2007. He started to develop pain in his right shoulder secondary to impingement syndrome and bilateral degenerative joint disease with left Achilles tendon pain of both knees and of the left ankle area. He has not been evaluated or diagnosed with this condition. No x-rays were negative. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for this condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 10 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and he is not seeing a physician at this time. He states he takes ibuprofen and Tylenol, which does give him relief. The claimant states he takes about 600 milligrams QID PRN for pain and acetaminophen 650 milligrams BID for pain. His physical activities include mowing the grass and doing minor chores around the house. He also states that he sleeps, watches TV, does light housework, goes to the grocery store, cooks, does the laundry, and mows the grass. Family history. His father is 64 and has back problems, diabetes mellitus, osteoarthritis, and a fracture of the shoulder. His mother is 60 and in good health but is obese. Medications, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QID, acetaminophen, 650 milligrams BID. Medical problems, right shoulder impingement syndrome, bilateral knee pain, osteoarthritis / myalgias, major surgeries, appendectomy in 1999, history of bilateral anterior collateral ligament reconstruction in 2010. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack cigarettes per day for 3 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 1 to 2 beers per month. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight 206 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 and a fourth inch tall. BP 122 over 75 mmHg. Heart rate 75 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 35. General. This is a 33-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last page? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Can you drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-ray of the left knee. No acute findings. X-ray of the right shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both knees, where the claimant had reconstruction of the anterior collateral ligaments bilaterally with good results. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bilateral knee discomfort and right shoulder impingement syndrome. Probable diagnosis is bilateral degenerative joint disease of knee with left Achilles tendon pain and a history of anterior collateral ligament repair with good results. The claimant appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, right shoulder impingement syndrome with normal physical exam. The claimant appears to be doing well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Carlo Castro.